The rally was billed as Protect Our Healthcare, an event in which supporters lended voice to the demand that Senator Shelley Moore Capito vote no on the latest healthcare bill in the U.S. Senate. Joshua Sword of the West Virginia American Federation of Labor was one of Sunday's speakers.
If either version passes, the effects will have a crippling impact on communities all throughout our great state.
Sword was referring to versions of the Affordable Care Act overhaul that have recently been passed by the House and Senate.
Hospitals, drug treatment facilities, and countless other specialized care providers will have to close their doors due to the loss of federal funding to the system.
Attendees were led through several chants pointed at Senator Capito, asking her to vote against the Senate bill. Up until this point, she has said that she has concerns with the way the legislation is written, but hasn't announced how she plans to vote.
Lives are on the line! Lives are on the line!
Speakers covered aspects of healthcare that would be impacted by the proposed legislation, such as Medicaid expansion, substance abuse treatment, and the ability of insurance companies to deny coverage to those with pre-existing conditions. Sanders came on stage about an hour into the program to a wildly enthusiastic audience.
The legislation that is coming before the Senate in a few days, the so-called healthcare bill, will be the most devastating attack on the working class of this country in the modern history of the United States of America.
The Senate could vote on the proposed legislation as early as next week, before the July 4th recess. Critics say such a vote is too hasty, while supporters hope to push the bill through. The rally was co-sponsored by 13 activist groups, including Planned Parenthood South Atlantic, West Virginia Healthy Kids and Families Coalition, and West Virginians for Affordable Health Care. About 2,000 people attended. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.